welcome to the phenomenal teaching ministry of Pastor Japhet Joseph, lead pastor of the Pistis Place. It is our vision to see convictions birthed in the hearts of men, thereby establishing Christ. Spiritual growth beckons. Ready?
The ATREM is not designed for civilians, and you would ask why. If you go back to the book of Genesis chapter 1, no, chapter 2, from verse 15, the Bible says, and the Lord God took the man and he kept him in the garden, and he said, okay, now good. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. People of God, it is possible for God to make a man and not give the man a place. Territories are not chosen by choice. You don't just stagger into it. You fight your way into territories. And if God wants to make a man, he has a place for that man. So that when God made man after his image and after his likeness, he was the one that took the man and took him to the garden in Eden. It was not man that walked into the garden. Friends, God is still making you. He's not done with you. Before you look for the territory, wait for him to make you. The only time God can introduce you to your territory is when he's sure that you look like him in image and likeness. What God calls man is not gender. What God calls man is resemblance. If God can find himself in you, then you are qualified to be given your own land. But here, when God took the man and kept him in the garden of Eden, there was something he did. He said to him, he said, dress the garden and do what? And keep the garden. That the word keep there is not a civilian word. The first man God made, he didn't allow him to live like a civilian. He expected the man to live with sword. The word keep is the Hebrew word shamar. To shamar means to defend. So God will prepare the land, prepare you, take you to the land. He expects you to defend the land. That's not a civilian word. It's a word of battle. And I want to believe strongly that Adam was busy dressing the garden. He didn't attend to the second matter. Because if Adam was in charge as the security officer of the Garden of Eden, he would have been able to know that there is something that is about to happen. The serpent is about to speak. The only man that picked it that if God gives you a land, you need to use sword to defend it. His name is Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4, he said, with one hand you build, with the other hand you hold the sword. We don't take territories by grammar. We take territories by sword. Territories are not demarcated by chalk, they are demarcated by blood. So people of God, you have a place and it is under contention. You have a place, but there is a contention. And perhaps you've been asleep. The Lord is calling us. We are not civilians. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are not civilians. We are soldiers. And our kind of soldiers, we don't fight with physical weapons. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Tell your neighbor you are not a civilian. As I hit on my matter and I drop the microphone, you can title my matter GAD. G-A-D, GAD. GAD is my matter. Genesis chapter 49 and verse 19. Genesis chapter 49 and verse 19. GAD. A troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. This was the day that Jacob was planning his exit from planet Earth. He gathered all his sons. Gather unto me, ye sons of Jacob, so that I can tell you what is about to happen in the future. Among all the prophecies, he looked at God and he said, God, a troop cometh. A troop cometh. This troop shall overcome you. But in the end, you will do what? You will overcome. We saw the prophecy of Judah. It came to pass. We saw Joseph. We saw Reuben. We saw. But I was looking for when the day of this prophecy upon the life of God will come to pass. I went through scriptures. Went through scriptures until I stumbled on one. And the only scripture that revealed the fulfillment of that prophecy is in the book of Mark. God, a troop shall overcome you, but in the end you will overcome. And I was wondering how the troop will overcome. How many of you remember the madman of Gadara? That madman of Gadara is from the tribe of Gad. That is why he's called what? The madman of Gadara. You realize that when Jesus was planning to deliver the man, that was the first time Jesus asked the demon. He said, who are you? What is your name? They said, we are legion. The reason Jesus asked was not because he wanted to create a pattern for believers to cast out demons by asking them questions. No, he wanted to reveal to us that the prophecy is about to be fulfilled. That was why Jesus had to ask, what is your name? And they said, we are legion, for we are many. The word legion and the word troop, they are the same. How did this man get into this trouble? At what point did this legion overcome this man? How many of you remember that when they were crossing and Joshua was leading them to the other side of Canaan, the tribe of Reuben, the half tribe of Manasseh, and the tribe of Gad, they saw this other side of Jordan and they said, this place is good for our cattle. Permit us to stay here. If you choose a place, you risk the next generation. If you don't allow God to choose for you, you may risk generations after you. The Bible says they were there. Why? The reason they gave was, they say, for this place is good enough for our cattle. Isn't it? So they chose their finances, their economy over destiny. The reason they stayed, the Lord said, where I'm taking you to is a land flowing with milk and honey. They chose grass over milk and honey. And what was the implication? I thought that they would still be doing that business until Jesus came. It was when Jesus came that we realized that they were no longer having sheep. They were no longer having cattle. They replaced that trade with what? Pig. Oh, when Jesus came to that place, I thought because the reason they chose to stay was because of their sheep, was because of their cattle. So I thought when Jesus would be coming and the demon would say, chase us out, but ask us to go into the sheep. That's not what he said. He said, into the swine. Meaning that they replaced their trade. And pigs are not objects you sacrifice unto God. So they were far away. Not only was their location away, their trade changed, nothing to offer to the Lord. At that point, it became a place where these forces could colonize them. That was how God was overcome by the troop. And they entered into him. It was so bad that God was living among tombs. In the tomb, he will cut himself. He will cry. He will still be doing it. They will carry chain to chain him. Unknown to them that what was wrong with him was not just a mental problem. Forces were behind. The name of the force is a troop. It is a legion. It is legion that is behind it. And accept my sympathy if you attempt to address spiritual matters with physical weapon. Accept my sympathy if you choose to speak grammar when you need to speak in tongues. Oh, yeah, church, the war in church. I have come to tell you that if you want to address matters, if you are not sure of where the source is, apply. I don't know how many medical persons we have here. There is something called broad spectrum treatment. That is before you go for tests to know if it is a bacteria or a fungi. You give an antibiotic that will address everything. Address matters with broad spectrum mindset. What do I mean by that? Apply Preador and Panador. So they were using chains to keep the man. But it didn't work. It didn't work. One day, the devil thought that we have conquered God. And because we have conquered God, it is forever. God was wallowing among tongues. That prophecy lasted for long, and it looks as if help was not going to come. The men around him became helpless. But Aikomania, there are seasons in your life that you are fulfilling a part of destiny that is not palatable. You are fulfilling a part of prophecy that is not palatable. And the devil is thinking that he has won over you. He's not aware that it is just the A part of prophecy. The B part is about to happen. The B part of prophecy is about to happen. And then Jesus said, let us go to the other side. The other side. When Jesus began to go, then you will realize that what was wrong with that man was not just a mental case. Because for the first time, there was a turbulence on the sea. So much so that the disciples had to run to Jesus. And they cried, Master, hearest thou not that we perish? That was not a gentle word. A drowning man does not smile. So they cry, and I've come to tell you that if you have a cry on your lips, you will find your way home. If you have a cry on your lips, because Jesus was sleeping, he is the Prince of Peace. That it is impossible for you does not mean that it is impossible with him. Let me say this before I continue, as I look at my time. I don't know where you are in your journey. I don't know where you are, because at this point you're saying, why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me? If not you, who else? It is destiny. It is written, but it's not forever. There was also another man by the name Lazarus. They said to him, our brother is sick. He said to his disciples, this one is so that God will harvest glory. Excuse me. Before you judge a man, before you say this is suffer, I had done too much. Calm down to check. It is possible that God wants to harvest the glory from his life, that your own life is not worth it. The Bible said Jesus tarried for 2 days. And I'm like, the Bible said, for Jesus loved Lazarus and he tarried for 2 days. Excuse me, they don't go together. If you love him, there should be haste. But he said, for Jesus loved Lazarus, but he tarried for 2 more days. And he said to his disciples, I think verse 14, John 11 verse 14. Can you flash that for me? We are going to pray. It's just one prayer point I'm trying. Then said Jesus unto them, plainly, Lazarus is dead. There's a place he said, and this is for your sake. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. To the intent ye may believe. Excuse me? So the reason Jesus delayed was so that Lazarus' situation would be a class for the disciple. So that they will learn faith. Come on here. People were mourning. People were crying. Men came and they were sympathizing and empathizing. The master waited because the 12 must learn the lesson. And the lesson is the lesson of faith. Can I tell you something? There are times you cried upon the Lord and it looks as if God has not answered you. It is possible that your life is a class for another man. Your life is a class. God is teaching somebody something. That is why he said Lazarus is not dead. He said this sickness is not unto death. It's not unto death. So in case you say, but he don't die now. No, no, no. This same person is the resurrection and the life. Don't give up yet. Because God wants to harvest a glory. And the way he can harvest that glory sufficiently is when there is death around you. If you are just sick, they say, he heals many sick persons. He wants your own to be that you will die. After 2 days that is coming, you would have been four days in the grave. So by now, he stinketh. Can I tell you something? Your Jesus is on the way. Your Jesus is on the way and is coming for you. That low moment, that moment of health, that moment of financial issues, that moment of stagnation, that moment where families have given up on you, where it looks as if you are a church person, but your life does not look like the kingdom. Your life does not look like the glory. Listen to me, people of God. Tonight, your Jesus is on the way. So the Bible said, while they were going, the storm came, the storm arose. Jesus went straight. The Bible said he rebuked the wind and he calmed the storm and said, peace, be still. You know what? Why would Jesus rebuke the wind? Why didn't Jesus just look at the storm and say, come on, calm down? Because for every storm, a wind is responsible. For everywhere you see storm, there is a wind behind it. Sometimes you may not know. Your wind might be a demon. Your wind might be a man. Jesus rebuked it. Then I quickly realized that the wind that Jesus contended with and he rebuked them, they were the same forces that kept that madman of Gadara in bondage, saying that he will not fulfill the other part of destiny. Because they kept him down and they frustrated other men. They thought they could frustrate Jesus. So when they came, he rebuked them. And then by the time he landed, what did they say? The madman came and he worshipped. Then he called him Lord. Who told him that was Lord? It is that they met on the high sea and he discovered that this one passed my power. It takes a Lord to recognize a Lord. It takes a Lord to recognize another Lord. My Jesus is coming. The storm may be frustrating, but my Jesus is on the way. The day he came, Martha was speaking theology. Martha was speaking grammar from both sides of her mouth. But there was one who said the same thing but added something extra. For you, I say to you that your Jesus is coming. The mountains are too high. You are a warrior, but you have been overwhelmed. I want you to know that your beloved is leaping upon the mountains and is coming to you. That mountain is going down. Friends, hear me tonight. Your Jesus is on the way. The moment Mary saw him, he said, Master, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. The moment Jesus saw her tears, some of you, you too know Bible. That's why God knows they help you. You too go Bible school. That's why you know they see help. Can I tell you something? Tears, is a tool. Tears is a sign that you are helpless. Can you drop grammar? Can you drop your certificate and raise a cry? You told the Lord yesterday, you told him a year ago, that matter is still on ground. That matter is still there. It's not like he has not heard you. If he had come earlier than now, that glory will not be harvested. Can you say in one word, Lord, harvest all the glory you want to harvest through my life. Harvest it. Harvest it. It might be shameful. It might be embarrassing. It might be humiliating. It might be frustrating. It is that God wants to harvest a glory. When he came, and Martha began to cry, Mary began to cry, Jesus said, where have you kept him? Who is here tonight who is ready to exchange his or her tears for her Lazarus that is dead? Your relationship is dead. You try one, you know they work. Because there is an embargo in your family that you must be 34 years, you must be 40 years old before you get married. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That is what they've written. They don't have the final say. They say, yes, you will not have babies on time. And you have been experiencing miscarriages. I've come to tell you that your Jesus is on the way. Your Jesus has come. It is now he will come. And your Jesus is here. Can you exchange your tears for a miracle? Can you exchange your tears for a miracle? Beloved, I've come to say to you that your Jesus has come. How did God overcome finally? When Jesus delivered God, God wanted following Jesus. What did Jesus say to him? He said, go back. God went back to 10 cities, Decapolis, and he conquered 10 cities, published the gospel in 10 cities. Excuse me? The man had capacity to conquer 10 cities, but those demons conquered him. Remember that the Bible said, God, a troop shall overcome you, but in the end you will overcome. Those demons were territorial demons. They covered the 10 cities, but the day Jesus delivered God, God went back and began to chase them. Where is that army that has been caged? Who is that soldier that has been caged? Your deliverance has come, and you will charge back at hell, and hell will cry, Maranatha, Jesus, come and take them away. Kamiloko pasanda braklete da vida. in the remaining 8 minutes that we have, I want you to stand to your feet if you can. Amolobos kebranda flakomine heskavila, revino kobene kladizo, redimo komplidis kabranakale, and say to the Lord, come, 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 Lord, come, come. Come, come. It's been frustrating. I've been hiding it in my beautiful dresses. I've been hiding it with my makeup. I've been hiding it. Lord, send me help. Your Jesus is coming. Your life will not end like this. Your life is not designed to end like this. This is only the part A of prophecy. The part B is that you will emerge as more than conqueror. I arise to take my place. I arise to take my place. I arise to take my place in destiny. In the name of Jesus, I take my place in destiny. Everything that is dead, I call it forth. Oh Lazarus, comfort, comfort. What is dead in your life? What is under torment in your life? Can you call it forth now? Call it forth. Call it forth. Nothing dies around you. Nothing dies around me. Abe, abila kadazo, ribande kabila salate. Nothing dies around me. Kamo no mo selema na manie, shalima na manakarie manasale. In the name of Jesus. My final prayer point. In case you are here and you are wondering why battles around your life, hear me. The first place war broke out was not on earth. It was in heaven. The most unlikely place. Where God is. You see, the devil is so audacious that your anointing cannot scare him. Your title is not enough. As in his creator, he wanted to contend for the seat. Can I tell you something? If the devil contended for the space of God, who do you think you are that he will not want to contend for your space? As in the very place where God is, the devil contended. So much so that in Revelation 12, the Bible says, for there was war in heaven. Michael and other angels, they fought with the dragon. So much so that the dragon couldn't prevail, and there was no place found for him in heaven. I am so sure in heaven angels fight, on earth believers fight. It is the battle of space. He contended for the space of God and is looking for your space. He's looking for your space. Some of you, your certificate is nonsense. It doesn't make sense in your hands. They will promise you it will not work because somebody has done something. Hey! My space! No. Your space is under contention. In case you are not aware, your space is under contention. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 verse 27, he said, give the devil no space. Don't give him a place. So tonight, we want to choke him out of our space. About last year, okay, 4 minutes more. Last year, hear me. But oh God, I was somewhere by 3 a.m. I had a revelation. My uncle, where I came from, if you know my tribe, you will know that the dark world is real. So we must hold the real world. I came from a place where they invoked my own grandmother, invoked my mother's spirit into a sheep and tied her to a coconut tree. Believers passed, nobody saw. All they could see was a sheep. But a madwoman passed, said, what has this woman done that you've tied her? And what will people make out of that? They will say, it's not madness. It's insanity. But the day they slaughtered the sheep, I lost a mother. That's where I came from. If you don't want to take sword, there are people who are ready to take bow. Church, hear me. Last year or 2 years ago, from that same place, my maternal uncle, he has a shrine that if he wants to kill a man, he will go with a Dane gun. He will call your name and shoot at his deity. Once the bullet touches the deity, the person is gone. That's where I came from. And the Lord opened my eyes. I saw him in his shrine. He held my son. One of my sons, with one hand, and with the other hand, he carried a knife. And I screamed from the back. I said, if your knife touches this boy, I will mobilize 2 vans of military men and they will eliminate your entire family. Dream, no be dream. When I woke up by 3 a.m., prayed. By 6 a.m., I got calls from the village. I refused to pick. The call lasted till 7 p.m. One of my cousins. I said, what is the matter? He said, your uncle's son died over the night. I said, how old is the boy? He said, 30. Where is he? He said, he's in Lagos. What happened? He slept and didn't wake up. I said, he came for my son, but I warned him. We are not normal. We are not normal. It's a battle for space. Your space could be your child. Your space could be your money. Your space could be your health. Your space could be a wife. Can you say no to the devil? Not my space. Choke him out of your space now. Choke him. Choke him. Choke the devil out of your space. Give him no space. Give him no space. Abando Kabalite. Rabinando Kayadavila. Liko Paradika Sama. Liko Parashanade. Eya Koma Nina. Liko Brekedeno Koskata. Labrondo Skabilata. Jaga da 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 da. Take back your space. Take back your space. Take back your business. Take back your company. Take back your children. Take back your fiance. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Ila barakata. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loose in heaven. Can you disallow hell? Disallow hell. Kabandos kapletea. Yes, where are the stammerers? We advanced by stammering. They kept Paul and Silas in prison. They kept him in inner prison. They chained him, but they forgot to padlock his mouth. Paul and Silas, they were imprisoned, but their mouth was not padlocked. Oh, I don't know the prison where they've kept you. I don't know where they've locked you up, but the enemy forgot to shut your mouth. Can you use your mouth? We come out not by legs, we break out by our mouth. Can you stammer out of that prison? Stammer, stammer, stammer. Somebody's coming out. Somebody's coming out. You are coming out of smallness. Your mouth is not padlocked. Only your leg is in fetters. Speak your way out of captivity. Labo Kabane. Labo Kabane. Labo Kabane. Speak your way out of that illness. Speak your way out of that smallness. If you can stammer, you will come out. If you can stammer, you will come out. If you can stammer, you will come out. We make progress by talking. Aya, 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 aya. Labo kabariete. Sheli katatata. Chains are breaking. Chains are falling off. There is prison break. There is prison break. There is prison break. One, two, three. Prison break. Shate katate. Shate katate. Libato.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you've been blessed. God bless you. Victory.